The future of BC's drug decriminalization exemption drew passionate responses at a SEPT 4 council meeting. After Cown, Marg Gardiner proposed a letter opposing its renewal. "Addiction is a health issue, it is not a criminal one," said Gardiner. "But distributing illicit drugs is a criminal issue." In January 2023, Health Canada granted BC a 3-year exemption to decriminalize the use of illicit drugs. It allows for personal use of small amounts of certain drugs in private residences, designated clinics, lawful shelters and overdose prevention, drug checking sites. With the exemption expiring on January 31, 2026, Gardiner, who also called for a halt to safe consumption sites this year, requested that council write a letter to voice opposition to its renewal. "No level of government should be supporting illicit drug use in any way," she said. However, Gardiner was alone with 7 of the 8 councillors voting against sending the letter. Cown. Krista Lawton said families touched by drug loss at International Overdose Awareness Day on August 31 reached out to council with heartfelt opposition. "They spent the day mourning lost loved ones while still finding the strength to write to council, urging us not to support this motion. To bring this motion forward in that same week shows, at best, a lack of awareness, at worst, a callous disregard for those lives." From Gardiner's perspective, decriminalization has normalized drug use and led to incidents that increased people's exposure to toxic drugs. As an example, she noted in July, Delmanic, Victoria police chief at the time, called it unacceptable that a suspected cocaine dealer was caught by 2 undercover cops selling drugs directly in front of an overdose prevention facility. She also cited a 5% increase in toxic drug deaths from 2022 to 2023. With decriminalization beginning in January 2023, Lawton argued it was far too short a period to draw conclusions. Early 2024 data show deaths declined after health services expanded, and the rate of death in BC due to drug toxicity is at the lowest it has been since 2019. "Why are we talking about something that's public health?" asked Cown. Susan Kim, the Doctors for Safer Drug Policy, have been on the record saying, "This is a political issue where unqualified politicians are getting their hands on health treatment." Other individuals and groups that have publicly supported decriminalization include former Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe, Moms Stop the Harm, and the BC Society for Poverty Reduction. At the heart of the council discussion was the notion that harm reduction and decriminalization have been vilified when they haven't been given a fair enough chance to be effective due to failures in the system as a whole. Some councillors noted the lack of affordable housing, and Cown Dave Thompson recognized the issues of crime and drug deaths across Canada. Other jurisdictions, other cities, have seen these same trends, crime and drug deaths, without decriminalization. Other aspects necessary for people to get away from the cycle of drug addiction, including prevention, treatment, and enforcement, have not been adequately addressed, said Cown. Jeremy Caradona. I think it's absolutely valid to say that senior governments have not done enough to build that system out. But I don't think it's fair to just demonize or stigmatize harm reduction, he said. Gardiner argued that sending the letter would ultimately encourage the provincial government to do more. It would send a strong statement to the province that it's time to put together a system of sober houses, of places for the people when they're finished detox, where they can go to and live without the influence of illicit drugs around them. Cown. Stephen Hammond was the most conflicted, saying he was horrified by the scale of deaths and addiction. While he thought harm reduction has overshadowed other important approaches, Hammond didn't support the motion because it didn't address the full picture. Council, apart from Gardiner, was unified in its support for decriminalization and the exemption to continue in the future.